The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Pandemic 2020. Got questions about the coronavirus? Call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
Yeah, give us a call. Joe on the radio. Good morning to you on AM 970. The Answer, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day. All the very best on this St. Patrick's Day. So proud to have you listening. So proud to have you gather around our virtual kitchen table. And it's got to be virtual now. This is the medium that you want to be with radio, where I guess people don't have to, you know, be here. We could talk to you, you know, through the microphones. And it's so funny because I was going to go over to some news hits and do some TV hits, but they didn't want people in the studio. So, and if you saw the Five on Fox yesterday, they were like separated. They were separated, you know, social distancing. So very interesting time. So we're here for you, is what I'm saying. We're here for you. 877-970-2999. That is, you could give us a call. And I see the calls are up already. I'll go there momentarily, but I want to welcome, if I may, Dr. Stephen Greer is a practicing surgeon pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly, but he also is a Wall Street analyst and portfolio manager that he did. He started that 20 years ago. Dr. Greer, so great of you to join us this morning. Thanks for jumping on the air with us, sir.
Hey, my pleasure.
Well, we got folks with questions, but I got to ask you, you're both a medical doctor and a Wall Street analyst?
Yeah, I was at NYU. I was a finance major in college. I came to New York to do surgery, plastic surgery and so forth, training at NYU. And year 2000, 20 years ago, went to work for Credit Suisse as an analyst. So I would write all of those research reports on these stocks. And I followed the biotech and medical device sector. And then I became what they call the sell side, where I was managing money. And then my eventually was the portfolio manager at Merrill Lynch. And where for the entire company, I would give advice. Now, the reason I mention that is I've seen these pandemics many times under that role. So I remember in 05, we had the SARS and the swine flu and the bird flu. And so I've been following these, advising the companies. I'm still giving Goldman Sachs traders their advice, that sort of thing. So I have some experience here. And what's happening and the way this is being handled is absolutely unprecedented. I'm not 100% sure it's an overreaction. I tend to think it is, but we'll never know. We'll never know because if the virus turns out to be nothing, they'll say, oh, we prevented it. One thing's for sure. If you want to stop a pandemic, just completely shut down a country. Well, you can't do that. Every year people die from all sorts of things, the common cold and the flu. I don't know if it's an option to shut down a country to stop an unknown risk.
Yeah, but as a doctor, Dr. Greer, it's a great point that you make, by the way. And I see your phone calls. Hold right there. I know you have a question for Dr. Greer. I'm going to go to the calls, 877-970-2999, in a second. Indeed, are we overreacting? I mean, I look at the numbers of a flu. I look at 800,000 suicides every year. I mean, every 40 seconds, someone takes their life. Yep. I mean, is that not a pandemic as well?
More people have died every day from opioid overdoses than this entire flu of 85 cases. So you've got to put it in perspective. And as a nation, can you shut down a nation for 85 deaths? Now, see, what I don't know and what no one will know, and it's impossible to know, is Are they getting ahead of the curve and preventing a mass slaughter like the 1918 the Spanish flu?
Yeah.
Or are they overreacting? And they will never be able to say that they overreacted because they're just going to take credit for it and say, oh, we prevented it.
Yeah.
It's impossible to say. Based on the data we see now, it certainly doesn't seem to be that bad at all. So I think the smart thing would have been to take the people at risk, which is not everybody, which is the sick people with cancer or elderly, and make them stay at home and sequester them. That would have been the smarter thing to do. But now we've got this baby out with the bathwater, all one size fits all. And the young kids know, the millennials or whatever, they know this is BS, and they're out there partying on Miami Beach.
I know, man, I couldn't believe I saw that. Well, as an expert in both, what's a greater concern, the public health damage or the economic damage, sir?
Yes, exactly. This is not just money. Like Tucker Carlson said this last night, it was my same thoughts. This isn't just hurting Wall Street traders. This is much more impacting every Joe Schmo who works as a bartender, barback, construction. It's going to devastate hundreds of millions of people, and they won't be able to pay their electric bill, you know. And then it's going to very soon could lead to public unrest, riots, and so forth. Very soon. Now, that's where you're going to see some craziness, okay?
Yeah.
So what drives me crazy, if you want my opinion, is Anthony Fauci is this face of coronavirus. He's 79 years old, like most of the politicians, so they are at risk. I think they are emotionally involved because they're scared for themselves. Anthony Fauci he's not an elected official. He's not a policymaker. He doesn't run the CDC. He's never been elected to anything. And he gets up to that podium that he can barely see over and with extreme hubris and contempt for us stupid people says, oh, we've carefully modeled this. Let me tell you something. I'm a Wall Street analyst. I know how to forensically analyze New England Journal papers. I can tell you he's pulling that out of his ass. They have no model for this. It is guesswork. And no one questions him because our country is illiterate in math and everything else. You know, so I'm Dr. Fauci, and I modeled it, so you shut up. Oh, really? Show me how you modeled it, Dr. Fauci. Put your spreadsheet on there, you know. So I think it's a bluff. I think it's being misguided by Anthony Fauci, and I think Anthony Fauci needs to be removed. Dr. Birx, that lady, Dr. Birx, is 10 times better of a spokesperson.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you know, listen, we're so transparent on this show, Dr. Greer. You are great, man. I got to tell you something. This is your radio show, brother. I mean, this is great because I thought the same thing. Hold the calls. But I got to go here because I'm so transparent and honest with the audience. And it's been, I think, but with great humility, I say the success of the program because we are that honest. I thought the same thing. And I don't want to say anything bad about Dr. Fauci because he is the voice of it, but is he, and I ask you, Dr. Greer, because you know this, to your point, I just felt he was like so negative and so over-dramatizing that I feared he was scaring
people.
Here's
what he's doing. He thinks he's being tough and decisive by saying the worst-case scenario. Dr. Fauci is always saying the worst-case scenario. Well, we don't know how bad it'll be. This could last for 6 months.
Yeah,
saying the worst-case scenario is not what a policymaker in front of national TV should say. See, he's a dorky scientist, and he's not trained for this. And Dr. Birx should be the voice. And by the way, they brought Dr. Birx on because between you and me, they're demoting Fauci for this very reason. So President Trump needs to yank Fauci. He shouldn't be on TV. Get him out of there. He doesn't know how to speak. By saying the worst case scenario, he's doing nothing but scaring the total spineless wusses like Anthony, like Cuomo and all these people.
Man.
It's a domino effect. When he speaks, the weasel spineless governors act, and he set off a whole domino effect.
So you think when Dr. I want to stay on this and then we'll move to the questions, if we may, sir. Dr. Stephen Greer, a practicing surgeon, pioneering how a hospital cares for the elderly, and a Wall Street analyst. So I thought when Dr. Fauci, and I think he's Italian, so I got to give the guy credit. We need all the help we could get as Italian Americans, you know. So I'm going like, hey, it's an Italian guy. But I didn't see when he stepped up yesterday, I wanted to hear him say, thank you, Mr. President. He never said that once. That kind of bothered me a little bit. I wonder if there is a little dissension going on.
Let me tell you, people need to understand Dr. Fauci. He works at the NIH. He's been there way too long. He's 79 years old. The NIH is not this research body that everybody thinks it is. The NIH takes money from your taxpayer and then doles it out as welfare for Harvard and all these Ivy Leagues. I've done clinical trials. I've done multi-center trials myself. I know what I'm talking about. No one knows this. But when you get a, quote, research grant, 60% or more of that is what they call overhead. It's pure pork welfare to Harvard or whoever's doing the study. And that they live on that. The entire budget of Harvard, not just the medical school, the entire budget of Harvard, I think, gets like 30% of its money from the NIH. So Dr. Fauci is a money man. He's been controlling his little fiefdom. It's beyond the scope of this conversation, but the NIH needs to be reformed, okay?
No, we'll have to get there. Dr. Stephen Greer fired up this morning on the Piscopo Show, 9:15. Stay with
us.
It's
angry? I'm angry?
Why is that,
they're
sir?
They're stopping the Masters.
There you go. I can't believe that. And baseball, too. I'm a baseball guy. What's going on with the baseball? I hear you. Dr. Stephen Greer, let me go to Phyllis, if I may, in New York. Phyllis, thank you for calling. Do you have a question for Dr. Greer?
Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Yesterday, they announced all the underlying problems that can occur with elderly or sickly.
Okay.
Now, they didn't mention Parkinson's. I have Parkinson's.
Okay.
Would you know if that would be in the category underlying problems?
Okay, Phyllis, thanks for calling. Does Parkinson's, that would be an underlying disease for the elderly, correct, Dr. Greer?
Not as much as others, but Parkinson's does have systemic effects. So, yes, in general, anyone over 70 or an arbitrary age picket is going to be someone that should take this seriously. I want to emphasize that.
Yeah,
there's definitely certain people who should take this very seriously. And if I were Anthony Fauci at age 79 or anyone else of a certain age, or if I just recovered from cancer, I would be at home. I would not be going to sporting events. I would have social distancing. Yes. And that's the way you do it. But you've mentioned I'm this expert in elderly. It just coincidentally just so happens that I treat elderly in nursing homes with a specialty in wounds. So I go out to bedside and treat bed sores, that sort of thing. So I know the nursing home, and I've been doing that. That clinical trial I mentioned, which I did in 1998 with a government grant, that was me going around to nursing homes. So that's my background here.
And this virus, Dr. Greer, how does it differ, your approach to it? How does it differ from approaching with like SARS, for example, or Ebola?
Well, I don't know. I can tell you how it's being approached now is absolutely unprecedented. Okay, Ebola was a much deadlier virus and much more contagious. And when Obama handled that in 2014, he still let people fly in from Congo. You know, so they didn't do anything for Ebola.
Yeah.
SARS, same thing. So the reaction now is either finally the correct one. All I can tell you is it's completely out of the norm over the last modern history, 50 years or whatever. So is this going to set a horrible precedent every 2 years, every election cycle, that the people in charge are going to be so scared that they've got to now follow this template and shut down everything?
That's
what I'm concerned about. We're going to see this in 2 years. In 2022, we're going to have another viral shutdown.
Dr. Stephen Greer, let me go to Rich, if I can, calling in 877-970-2999. We have doctor questions for Dr. Stephen Greer, if you would. And, Rich, what's your question for the doctor this morning?
Yeah, hi, Dr. Greer. Yeah, from what I understand, the coronavirus, this thing is going to, like, evaporate once the very, very hot, steamy weather comes about. I always thought that cold weather killed germs and, you know, stopped things from festering. So that's kind of like a contradiction. What do you think about that?
Well, we don't know that for sure at all. We're guessing. Typically, most coronaviruses are more prevalent in cold weather, seasonal, that sort of thing. And the reason for that is cold weather is dry. So your heater and so forth, humidity. So your mucus linings in your nose and oropharynx become more susceptible, I believe, is the main reason you see problems like nasal colds and so forth in the cold weather. And we're guessing that's how this virus behaves. But we don't know. This is a whole new strain, so it's guesswork. That's why Anthony Fauci, and he says, we don't know. It's a new virus. This could go on for 6 months. Well, gee, thanks. It could also go on for 2 weeks. We don't know.
Dr. Stephen Greer with us. Let me go to our dear listener, Viviana, one of our favorite listeners. Viviana, always great to hear from you. Do you have a question for the doctor?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Dr. Greer. Once a surface is contaminated with coronavirus, I've been told in briefings it is active only 2 to 3 minutes, but I've read that others say that it can last for 2 or 3 hours. What is the truth? And then should we wear a mask or no mask? Thank you so much for this briefing.
I'll answer the mask question. The answer to the how long does the virus last is I've not heard any credible data from any basic science lab at the CDC actually give that answer. So I think everything you're hearing is speculation and guesswork. I don't know the answer to that. The right people to tell us that would be Dr. Fauci. That's what he should be talking about, not policy question. But Dr. Fauci doesn't tell us that. Matt, yes, absolutely wear a mask. I just came to New York and I saw nobody wearing a mask. The TSA, the people who interact with you at the airport are not wearing a mask or gloves.
Wow. Wow.
And they don't have hand sanitizer. The government
wow.
agency really dropping the ball here is the TSA. They're not wearing. Now, why should you wear a mask? It'll help a little bit with the air particles, even if it's just a run-of-the-mill mask. But it mostly prevents you from touching your face. Because it's impossible to not touch your face. We all do it. So it helps you. I always fly long before coronavirus with a mask because it helps you not touch your face. And so, yes, wear a mask and wear gloves, especially if you're in New York and you're on the subway and all that sort of stuff.
Dr. Greer, I don't want to be rude, but we'd love to hold you. Can you stay with us just a little couple more minutes? If we
sure.
can, we'll take a,
sure.
let's take a quick. Dr. Stephen Greer is with us. He's a surgeon, Wall Street analyst. We're very fortunate to have this bright, bright gentleman with us, Dr. Stephen Greer. I see your questions. Hold the phones. We'll go there momentarily. Let's go to Susie on the roads right now. She's checking out traffic for you at 922 right here on AM 970, The Answer.
I am indeed, Joe. Good morning. And a crash on the Cross Bronx westbound at the Sheridan Expressway. Two lanes are out. You're solid from the Bruckner to the accident. Past the accident, you're back up to speed on the Cross Bronx westbound. The Cross Bronx eastbound is okay. So is traffic on the Deeg, an alternate side in effect. An accident in Brooklyn on the Gowanus northbound at Hamilton Avenue is gone. Looking a lot better on the Van Wyck northbound through Queens, by the way. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, 5 minutes or less. No problems on the Garden State Parkway. The throughway is clear both directions. Orange, Rockland, and Westchester County. Fairfield County, Connecticut, no problems on 95 or in the Merritt, and no incidents right now on the LIE, the Northern, or the Southern State. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Well done, Susie. Thanks. Susie's in for Debbie Duhame, 922. Dr. Greer is coming back in a second. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield. If you're a homeowner, you own a business, right? Or perhaps you're on a co-op board. You know, we're getting into the time where you repaint. You know, you want to repaint the house. But just forget about everything that you've thought about. Repaint. Get Rhino Shield. It is time you got Rhino Shielded. You got to talk to my friend Susan at Rhino Shield to find out more about this unique process. Rhino Shield is a coating. It's like a paint, but it's a ceramic coating that seals your house or building. It's sprayed on, and it bonds completely to wood, to brick, to stucco, aluminum, block, or vinyl. It comes in any color that you want. It has an insulating quality. Rhino Shield has soundproofing qualities, and it's guaranteed for 25 years to never chip, peel, or mold. I Rhino Shielded our home out in the country, out in Jersey. Best thing I've ever done, best investment I've ever made was Rhino Shield. We save yourself thousands and call Susan at Rhino Shield for a free estimate, please. 877-744-6608. Susan at Rhino Shield, 877-744-6608. 844-744-6608, or go please to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Dan Proft loves to watch Joe work.
I really enjoy this exchange, not just because this auto worker put it to Joe Biden, but because when Joe Biden tried to punch down, this guy punched back.
You are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of
All right, thank you.
Now, shush.
Oh, hello. I'm so glad that auto worker stood and delivered, recognizing that this guy in front of me certainly is not my better and probably don't want to be my president either.
The Dan Proft Show, weeknights at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
There's something we all need to know about Relief Factor, Larry Elder here, and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. And they've been a consistent sponsor of my show ever since I began doing it on Salem. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may stay for a year or so, sounds like they're doing super, and then boom, they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent, year after year after year. And that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, their shoulder, hip, and knee pain, and they're now in less or no pain at all. Simple as that, it works. And that's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain too. And the first step, order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. So if you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who will happily tell you to give it a try too. And it can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
You know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. They've helped thousands of us get out of pain. And they always have a heart for the hurting, and they have a heart for our military. I'm thrilled to announce that Pete and Seth have started a brand new company called Honor Bound Coffee. Premium, fairly traded coffee at a terrific price. Even better news, they're giving 100% of the coffee profits to support and bless military families. Coffee's really good, incidentally. You're going to love the taste. And to start it all off on your first order, you can buy 2 bags of Honor Bound Coffee for the price of 1. Are there American families more deserving of our appreciation and thanks than our military? And let me ask you, where do the profits go from the coffee you're currently drinking? Well, Pete and Seth and all of us here at Team Gallagher are asking you to help bless and serve military families. Just go to honorboundcoffee.com. On your first order, buy 2 bags for the price of 1. Give your family great coffee and give back to our military. Coffee with a purpose. Honorboundcoffee.com. Honorboundcoffee.com.
Thanks, Mike Gallagher. I love it. Hey, we have a winner to today's Yonkers trivia question brought to you by Empress EMS. Their paramedics and EMTs are always ready to help you in your time of a medical emergency. Here's Yonkers Mayor Mike Spano with today's trivia question and answer.
What is the name of the queen of hip-hop soul who was raised in Yonkers? The answer, Mary J. Blige.
Ah, I should have known that. We have a winner, Joseph Monteroso. Joseph Monteroso of Staten Island. Joseph, you'll receive a $50 gift certificate to the Heritage Bar and Restaurant in Eileen's on McLean Avenue, rated the #1 family restaurant in Yonkers.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings, 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Pandemic 2020. Got questions about the coronavirus? Call now, 877-970-2999, and talk to the experts.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 927. We have our new favorite person, Dr. Stephen Greer. This guy is awesome. I got to tell you, we absolutely love you, Dr. Greer. You got to, and thank you for hanging in there. I mean, here's a practicing surgeon helping out the elderly, a Wall Street analyst, and speaking really from his heart. We appreciate you being with us. Can we grab a couple more questions for you before we let you go, Dr. Greer?
You know,
thank you. Yes, sir.
I forgot to mention something very important that's not being mentioned in the media. The most
Please.
Important agency in the government right now is the FDA. There are drugs to treat this, and they're not talking about it. So first of all, Gilead has remdesivir. It's an experimental drug. The FDA could approve it tomorrow if they wanted to. So look for that. And there's also, I'm not going to mention the name of it because people will go run and get it. there's another prescription medication already on the market used for a different indication. Now, whether we have those in supply or not depends on whether they're coming from China. That's the other big story here, is all of our drugs are coming from China, which is a disgrace. So after we lose all these jobs with this pandemic, you know how you get a million of them back? You make everyone in the tri-state area, Bristol Myers Squibb, Pfizer, et cetera, make their damn drugs in this country.
Bravo. That's our man right there. God bless you. God bless you, Dr. Green. I've been saying it for 6 years on the radio. Make generic drugs, do something. How do we break that chain from China? They're making, and where are they making it? In Wuhan, where the virus comes from, for crying out loud. I mean, and how does this, by the way, we'll go to the questions in a second. Dr. Greer, how does that virus get, I always said it was just coincidental, you know, because the president starts going against and tariffs against China, and then all of a sudden this virus surfaces. So if you're conspiratorial or neurotic or suspicious, just like me, of any government, especially communist government, I'm thinking, and again, let's say that it just accidentally got out. Why don't they get a handle on that province of China where all these diseases are always coming from, sir?
Well, that's a good point. This is not unusual. Every single year, the regular influenza starts in China. We then base the vaccine upon that, and then the vaccine leaves here. So it's a cycle. Why it comes from China, a lot of people close together, they interact with animals, I don't exactly know. But this coming from China is typical. Yeah. That's where most of the viruses come from.
Yeah, Dr. Stephen Green. Let me go to one of our favorite listeners, Judy from Brooklyn. Judy, always great to hear from you. You have a question for Dr. Greer.
Yeah, I do. Good morning, guys. And a great show, Joe, by the way. Thank you.
Thank you. Big service, Judy,
you're doing for all of us, with Betsy as well. Dr. Greer, you sound amazing, and you have practical ideas and common sense. I love that. So, Dr. Greer, I want to ask you something that I heard, and tell me what you think. I was told that this virus does not like heat, okay? And that's why when people breathe in the cold air, the cold air goes into the lungs. It cools the lungs. That's the coolest part of the body. That's why it settles in the lungs. So they were saying, if you feel anything, symptoms, because right now, as you say, there are no medications for this. You know, your good old-fashioned grandma thing with the inhalation, you boil the water, you put a towel over, and you inhale the steam into lungs to kind of kill this virus, which is a practical way of trying to kill it. What do you think?
Well, actually, I said there are indeed. Yes, there are drugs to treat this. Unfortunately, I hate to poo-poo that, but I don't believe that would help at all. The virus isn't hot or cold. The seasonal effect is due to the cold, dry weather impairing our immune system and the nasal mucous membranes and so forth. It's not the virus itself doesn't care about the temperature. That kind of stuff. I don't think it would help. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Doc, what's the drug you're thinking about that it is not approved, you said, but there is a drug out there, correct?
It's in trials out in the first people out in, San Francisco, Washington. I forgot where. There actually was in Nebraska where they were sending all the sick people. So it's under trials now. This could be the next big news story, like this week, next week, is that they approve it. It's made by Gilead. And it's remdesivir, remdesivir. And again, there's two others already sold, and I don't want to say that because it would be irresponsible, and a lot of people would be ordering it, and it would take the drug away from the people who need it. But let your doctor know. Say, hey, doc, isn't there something on the market right now? And they should know.
Yeah, great. Great. So, Dr. Greer, before we let you go, we have no more questions from Joe in Jersey. Joe, you got a question for Dr. Greer?
Good morning. I'll be very brief because I know you probably have a lot of calls backed up. I'm an extra senior citizen, and my concern is this. Before I start rushing to a doctor or a hospital, one of the paramount things in mind is always a fever. How high a fever do I have to be concerned about? 100, 102, 101? I mean, at what point should I try and tough it out myself?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's just a simple cold or something like that.
What do you think, Dr. Greer?
First of all, avoid hospitals for a whole bunch of reasons. Number one, they don't want you. They're overwhelmed. But much more importantly, hospitals are petri dishes. If you want to get an infection, go to a hospital. So you'll walk out of the hospital sicker than when you went in. So try to avoid a hospital or an ER. And the fever for this, I've been told, is higher than the normal flu. So I would say 101 is something you should take seriously or higher. But it's mostly the symptoms. So it's not if you're sneezing or up in the upper head. Say if you have cough, if you have shortness of breath and you're coughing up sputum, that's the main thing to look for. So you can have a fever for a whole bunch of reasons, but if your lungs aren't affected, then it's probably not this.
You know, Dr. Greer, we got more questions. People are emailing, but we're going to let you go because we appreciate your valuable time, sir. But does the infection, by the way, long-term effects from the coronavirus, should it be something we should be worried about, sir?
You mean like diminished lung capacity afterwards?
Yes.
We don't know yet. It's too soon, but it's probably like the flu, and you'll probably recover. We don't know yet. There are other viruses where you have permanent damage, you know, ranging from going back to history to polio, but I mean, the Zika damages the nerves. But we don't know. I tend to doubt it. It's probably like the flu, where your lungs will recover.
Yeah. Dr. Stephen Greer, you got to come back when you can, sir. We know how busy you are. Thanks for your help, especially with our elderly, our population. And we really appreciate you taking the time. Just a great, great time with you this half hour, Dr. Greer. God bless. Godspeed. Yes, sir. We'll talk soon. Dr. Stephen Greer, you know, practicing surgeon, pioneering how hospitals care for the elderly. He's working with our elderly. And he's also a Wall Street analyst that we got. I'll tell you, Frankie, thank you. We got to bring him back, man. He's speaking the truth and perfect for our program, and we thank Dr. Greer. And thanks for your questions as well. We're going to break right now. We're going to talk to Peter Kelly. You know what? We're going to get a little lighter when we come back after the news because Peter Kelly is a chef and former Grand Marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade on McLean Avenue in Yonkers. We're going to talk to the chef about some, you know, some recipes that you might want to prepare today on this St. Patrick's Day. 9:35, Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
43 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open, is up about 1.5%, about 320 points right now during trading. Saturday Night Live's next show on March 28th will not be taking place due to the coronavirus outbreak. TV Line reporting. The show with host John Krasinski and musical guest Dua Lipa will be rescheduled for later this year. NBC reportedly taking a wait-and-see approach to the five remaining episodes for the season. Tom Brady says he's not returning to the New England Patriots. In an announcement on social media this morning, the six-time Super Bowl champion quarterback says he'll always hold the Patriots in his heart. It's time for a new stage in his career. The head of Monmouth Park, Dennis Drazen, wants the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency to take over New Jersey's drug testing program. Drazen is CEO of Darby Development, which operates Monmouth Park. He opposes federal legislation to let the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency oversee horse racing's drug testing, but he'd favor letting it oversee testing in New Jersey while the state's Racing Commission handles other regulatory issues. In sports, NFL draft will go on as scheduled next month. Changes, though, are being made. The NFL said yesterday the draft will take place on April 23rd through the 25th. However, the public events associated with the draft in Las Vegas have been canceled. Major League Baseball says their season will try and start up in mid-May. The Kentucky Derby has been moved to the first Saturday in September. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Light rain and 44 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. Still some light drizzle through the tri-state, so be careful out there. An accident on the Cross Bronx westbound at the Sheridan. Two lanes are blocked. You are just packed from the Bruckner. The good news is, once you pass the accident scene, you're good to go on the Cross Bronx westbound. Eastbound, you're fine. The Deacon's okay. The west side is not seeing some delays on the west side. Southbound, just north of the GWB. George Lincoln and Holland, 5 minutes or less into and out of the city. No problems now on 78 Route 80, the Garden State Parkway. New York State Thruway clear through the entire area, and no problems in Connecticut on 95 or the Merritt. Your forecast, some morning rain, afternoon clouds with a high of 55. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41 in the city. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 54. Thursday, morning rain and 53. Friday, rain, but Friday's high, 73 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Hey, Joe on the radio, I'm telling you, I'm the guy that's been saying, you take Balance of Nature, you'll build up your immune system. Then we get a memo yesterday. Don't forget to say, when you say Balance of Nature, tell everyone that it builds up your immune system. Excuse me, Five Boroughs. Who's been saying that from day one?
Come I think on that now. Was you, Joe.
Come on now.
Might have been Al, but I think it was you.
I said, you know what? I was going to send out an email to everybody going, excuse me, I was the first one to say it, but I didn't. So I saved it for the radio. Because I know this because when I had cancer in 81, again, Curate 91, I keep telling you, but you're always looking over your shoulder. You're always getting blood tests. You're always checking, you know, and you worry about it. And so you have to build up your immune system. So that's why, how do you do that? You do it with antioxidants. What are antioxidants? 100% whole food plants, fruits and vegetables. You need fruits and vegetables. They're all antioxidants, you know? You heard Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams talk about it yesterday so brilliantly, right? That's what Balance of Nature is. Balance of Nature. It's not an ordinary vitamin that are made with synthetics that you eliminate, that you don't even use. Balance of Nature is a natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Those are the antioxidants I've been telling you about. That's how you build up your immune system. It fights what we call the free radicals in your body. When you get everything, not just what you're hearing nowadays, but just going out and breathing the air with you. In your house, always free radicals trying to attack us. You want to build up your immune system? You can do it with Balance of Nature. And now this from the Howard family from Balance of Nature. 35% off and free shipping on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. You can call 800-2468-751. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Come on, you got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. What do you get? I'm asking you, what do you think you get? You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. Boom, boom, and boom from Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. Angelica is there. Chris and Johnny, Carmelo, Iggy. The man Iggy is there. This is a family. You will not have to deal with dummies when you go to Route 22 Toyota. And you can start here. You can start here. Give a call.
First five callers, next 5 minutes. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Alex Kinsella wants you to experience the new smart way to service, the way they have the smart way to sell cars, right? They've been so successful at Route 22 Toyota. Now, the smart way to service is to call 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, you get a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. And it's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or you can start here, please, Route22Toyota.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Radio.com.
Peter Kelly is a chef and former Grand Marshal of St. Patrick's Day Parade on McLean Avenue in Yonkers. We've been celebrating the great city of Yonkers all month. Hey, Peter, a happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend.
Joe, happy St. Patrick's Day to you in this crazy day that we're experiencing.
I know. Now listen, you're a chef. You know what? The bars are closed, man. I mean, I understand why they did that, but isn't that wild on St. Patrick's Day of all days? I mean, I'm feeling for the bar owners. I'm feeling for the waiters and the waitresses. Right, Peter?
We can't even go to church. The churches are closed.
Yeah, you're right. They had a stream. They streamed the St. Patrick's Day Mass. Al told me at 1 o'clock
today.
Say
a novena at home, Joe.
I will, man. I know. I went to church. People were at Mass this past Sunday. You weren't supposed to go. I went, and so did hundreds of other people, I got to tell you. Hey, Peter, tell me about Yonkers. We love Yonkers, man. We're in love with Yonkers, and we're proud to talk about Yonkers. And you were the former Grand Marshal of the St. Tell us about the St. Patrick's Day parade. When was that, a couple years ago in Yonkers?
Yeah, it was a few years ago, Joe, and it was an incredible honor to be the Grand Marshal of the Yonkers Parade, which is, it's really second to none. I mean, the one in New York is bigger, but the community spirit in Yonkers is just amazing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Yonkers is this, it's a very special place. Wherever I travel in the country or even in the world, everyone's got somebody with a connection to Yonkers.
There's so much
history here.
We've had a good time. We were with Mayor Spano and Carl Petrillo, and we were down at
friends.
You know what? Great people, great community like that. So
I know. I heard you went to Zupa.
Yeah, we. By the way, great restaurant, and I love
awesome
the way
restaurant.
When they go into these areas and they refurbish these areas, and it was a beautiful Barnetti over there at Zupa was great. Hey, I have to ask you, Peter, you're a chef, so what? The soda bread? Help me out. I'm an Italian. I would have lasagna.
Now everybody's got plenty of time at home. You know,
you should
break out the books and start baking.
That's
what you should do for sure.
You could do that with a good soda bread. How do you make a good, a good Irish soda bread? Do you make it by hand? Of course,
but you know, I mean, we don't have the time to walk through everything to make the perfect soda bread. But you know, it's more about having the Irish spirit of being close and how important family is, and particularly in these days, Joe. I mean, and Yonkers is that. I mean, the community spirit in Yonkers right now, and in particularly today on St. Patrick's Day, it's an amazing place to be. And I'm very proud of being part of Yonkers. I was born there. My whole family, I'm the 10th of 12 children, and we were all born in Yonkers.
Wow,
and,
man.
I can't say enough about the city and the revitalization of the city.
Yeah.
The downtown waterfront where our restaurant is, it's an amazing place to be.
Yeah, I'll tell you, beloved. Now, your family comes from Ireland originally. What part of Ireland
Cork.
Do you know?
From Cork. Black Rock,
see?
Cork.
See, look, that's my ex. She's an ex, but still, she's the mother of my children, and I love her. County Cork. It's beautiful down there. I've been down there,
man. It's great. And the golf down there is great, too, Joe.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I said this on the air. We're talking to Peter Kelly from Yonkers, great former Grand Marshal of St. Patrick's Day up there on McLean Avenue in Yonkers. I'll tell you, I did a complete tour, most of Ireland. I had the warmest people. And I'll tell you something, Peter Kelly, that people don't realize. The food was great. We would go to
amazing.
We would go to the pubs yeah. with the thatched roofs, the thatched roofs, right? Thatched roofs and pubs and the pubs. And they would say, what would you like? And I heard the food was awful in Ireland. They would go, I would say, well, how about a sandwich and some soup? I tell you what, it was spectacular because you had the moms in the back actually making this food, man.
Like, you know, and Ireland really started the whole farm to table movement.
Right.
You know,
right.
Really, I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, the dairy farmers and the sheep. I mean, it's, you know, it's really farm to table there. And the food is amazing in Ireland. Almost as good as it is in Yonkers.
Yeah, that's funny. You know what the funniest thing was? I was at a restaurant, and then I said, I don't eat red meat generally, you know. So I said, do you have beef? I said, where do you get the beef from? And the waitress pointed across the street to a field, and there was a cow. You go right there, man. It was great. Peter Kelly, listen, we're wishing you all the best on the St. Patrick's Day. And I'm telling you, when I see someone like yourself and like Mr. Petrillo and Mayor Spano and all the good folks over at Yonkers believe in a city, it just strengthens New York. It strengthens the United States. And on this St. Patrick's Day, we wish you all the best. Thanks for being a great patriot, man. And God bless. And we'll see you up there at Yonkers.
Thanks very much. I hope to see you hanging around Yonkers soon.
Yeah, man. We'll get together. And let's toss back a couple of beers. Absolutely, Peter. You are on.
It.
Peter Kelly right there. Chef, former Grand Marshal of St. Patrick's Day on McLean Avenue in the great city of Yonkers, New York. Joe on the radio. Susie Cerrone just doing a great job because it is busy out there. Even though it's St. Patrick's Day, even though the coronavirus is all over,
people
are on the roads, and Susie's got it for you at 10 before 10 o'clock. Thank you, Susie.
Hey there, Joe. My pleasure. Good morning. Top of the morning to everyone. We do have alternate side in effect. We've had some rain through the tri-state area, so really be careful out there. The accident on the Cross Bronx westbound near the Sheridan is off onto the shoulders, some minor delays there. Past it, then it stays pretty slow in the Cross Bronx westbound from before the Deegan to the outbound George. The inbound George is fine. Inbound Lincoln, good to go. You're pulling right around the Helix and up to the Toll Plaza. In at the Holland, okay from the Turnpike and the 1-9 approach. Still some rain. Take it easy out there. The Parkway is fine, so it's traffic on 78 and Route 80. I don't see any delays whatsoever on the New York State Thruway. Connecticut, look at this. A minor delay on 95 southbound right through 20 in Fairfield, but that is in good shape. No incidents on the LIE, the Northern, or the Southern State. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder sees a president that just can't win with the media.
And if the White House doctor says you're fine, you don't have any symptoms, you don't need to be tested, I agree with the White House doctor.
But the president's anti-science!
It doesn't matter what he does. He curtails travel from China right away. Criticized. Are you kidding me?
The Larry Elder Show. Weeknights at 7, right before Dan Proft at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have been around the ups and downs of interest rates and the challenges. Give them a call. Special toll-free number, 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. You're going to reach somebody at Fellowship Home Loans who doesn't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. Got the note from Catherine I've shared with you from Pennsylvania. Kevin from their team was calling her from his wife's hospital after she just gave birth. That's the way they do things. They never treat you like just a number or a cog in the wheel. The entire team takes the time to listen to your needs, provide the best options for you. Online, they're at fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Ready for a new purchase, a refi, a reverse mortgage? There's lots of options for you. Fellowship Home Loans is on your side, and they can help you make your dreams come true. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Do you know that about 70% of people who order the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, that's for $19.95, you try the product for 3 weeks, about 70% order it again, which means it's working. Pete and Seth Talbot are so proud of what they've accomplished with this tremendous product. I love Relief Factor. I love the family of people who bring the product to the world. I love the way it works. I like that it's all natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription.
It just works. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals, goes to work on the pain, on the inflammation that causes pain. And again, the fact that the vast majority of people renew, that shows that it's effective. Try it. Just give it a shot. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, you know, follow the instructions. 3 packets the first week, you know, 2 packets the day the second. If it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Overcast, damp, and chilly this morning with a bit of rain and drizzle, even a few snowflakes north of the city. It'll become milder this afternoon, though, with clouds breaking for some late-day sun, high 56, then becoming clear tonight, down to 42 at Midtown, 32 to 36, though, in many northern and western suburbs. Sunshine tomorrow morning will give way to increasing clouds in the afternoon, high 55. Periods of rain tomorrow night. Thursday, a bit of rain left over in the morning, and mostly cloudy in the afternoon, high 52. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Lundberg right there. Joe Piscopo right here. 954, when you hear the word LASIK, the only name that should come to mind is Della Russo. Dr. Joseph Della Russo is the pioneer in the industry. When it comes to your eyes, trust only the best. Della Russo Laser Vision. They have performed over 165,000 LASIK surgeries, and they have over 30 years of industry experience. You know, Frank and Al had their eyes done by Della Russo. I went over there. I talked with Dr. Joe. Great guy. What a great guy. And I told you, he said, Joe, you're starting to, cataracts are coming in, but not quite now. I'd wait a little bit. I so appreciated the honesty of Dr. Della Russo. But you know what? I had a complete eye exam, and I suggest that you call Della Russo and you get a complete eye exam. Hey, man, you got two of them. You got eyes. You got to take care of your eyes, okay? And Della Russo, they offer regular eye exams. By the way, frames, lenses, cataract screenings, removals, you name it. Trust only the best with your vision. Call Della Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free LASIK cataract glaucoma consultation with Dr. Della Russo, the legend. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020. Or visit, please, DellaRusso.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 9:55 right now with Episcopo on the radio, and everything's good with you. I hope it's good with your family. I hope you're calm. I hope you calm down a little bit. I got to tell you this right here. Before I see the phone calls, I'll try to grab a couple of them. The CNN, are you ready for this? You put your seatbelt on. CNN actually gave a glowing review of President Trump's press conference yesterday. I'm holding it in my hand. I can't believe it. Mike Gallagher's coming up in a minute. I'm telling you, he goes, they say the president finally takes the corona emergency seriously. Of course, they're going to be a little snarky because it's CNN. But when they said he offered, a somber press conference. You know, they like, I guess, when it's negative. But the fact of the matter is, the president didn't get riled. And you see how the press will, they will needle him. And I could see some guy, why is it, Mr. President, don't you? And he was great. He was presidential. And now I'm reading this, and I'm surprised they called his. Let me see if I could find it here. The president's steely and inclusive temperament was an appropriate match for a day which the coronavirus darkened by the hour in which the coronavirus. They got to be dramatic, but to call President Trump steely, how about that from CNN? So thank you. You know what? And for me too. You don't want to criticize. And I see what's wrong on both sides, and you see the silly things that happen, and we will gingerly criticize politicians who, I mean, should Governor Murphy call out the National Guard? I see on Twitter you don't believe, you think that's too dramatic. Fact of the matter is, let's all join together on this. Let's all work together on this. And you know we're on the right track when CNN starts complimenting President Trump. This is huge. It's huge. 9:57. We're doing. Let me go to Sam before we break. Sam, we got 2 seconds, but we love you, man. What's on your mind this morning?
Oh, I love you, too. A happy St. Paddy's Day, just like you. I was not exactly like you, but I was adopted by an Irish family. My ex-wife and the mother of my two girls is Irish Catholic. So,
I love it.
What do you think of the combination between Egyptians and Irish? What kind of kids come out of that? So, you know what? Honestly, Joe, I don't even feel like today is St. Paddy's Day because St. Paddy's Day always have a very good and positive association for me.
Yeah.
I honestly really believe if Donald Trump was not in the White House, if he didn't take the courage to stand against China, this virus would not be leaked. If Donald Trump was not in the White House, we would not have this overhype, the hysteria. I understand your responsibility, Joe, and your place where you stand, and you need to calm people down. But I don't see how can we possibly going to recover from this economic disaster.
We will. Sam, you know what? We will. Stand fast, stand at the ready, and stay positive. We will. We got this. We're a great country, and we have billions and billions and trillions of dollars. The fact is, I would suggest that the White House, to your point, Sam, they put out an economic message today. Frankie, thank you. Al, thank you. Susie, thank you. Make it the best day ever, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 5-year-old Patterson child has tested positive for the coronavirus. Patterson's mayor says the child's parents have also tested positive for the virus. The family has been in self-quarantine since last week. The Trump administration planning to ask Congress for about $850 billion to ease the pain of an economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus outbreak. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin plans to give details of the plan to Senate Republicans later today. About $50 billion would go to the airline industry that is experiencing massive losses as people have stopped traveling. The White House is pushing for quick action, asking the Senate to move by the end of this week. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. Wash your hands. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.